We started last month of Shabbos. We started this piece in Rabbi Yerucham. When I was leaving, so my wife asked me, "What are you doing tonight?" I said, "A piece in Rabbi Yerucham." She says, "Oh, you're Rabbi Yerucham." I said, "It hurts, but it's good. It's hard. It's hard. Rabbi Yerucham is hard. Rabbi Yerucham hurts, but it's good. It hurts because he doesn't hold back. But it's good because we're ready to receive. So that means we could try to change. There's so much to learn. The inyan that we're talking about. Rabbi Yerucham was teaching us about metzias, but it's ain't a metzias. The unreal reality of this world. And we have to learn this. We're in the sugya of the Koyach HaMadama of Demyainas. And the entire sugya of Demyainas depends on our understanding this. And Mimela, from here, to be able to come to the tachlis of what we're learning already for a long time, the tachlis of Kaychas HaNefesh and the Ani and who I am and how to achieve Menuchas HaNefesh, the whole program depends on being able to understand this Metzias Sheinu Metzias. Metzias Sheinu Metzias. It's not easy. We're on the second page, page Reish. In the middle of the page, Mamish, where it says, Zehu Shekolu Lono Chazal. And you recall that the tzaddik here was explaining, based upon Rabbi Yoina, Chinas Olam and other svarim, how that moment before the person gives in, before he gives in to the dimyan, to the delusion, there's nothing that's as real and as powerful in the world than that which he wants. But the Rishonim use that term, that it's kiyam zo, if you remember, like a stormy ocean. It seems to him that there's nothing as real as that taiva that he has. There's nothing as real. There's nothing that can promise as much happiness and satisfaction as that building that the dimyan has created. According to how we learned in previous weeks, how the dimyan does that. But this is the fate of the metzias that's not metzias. That the moment that the person either gives in or refuses to give in, but after that moment passes, then he sees that it wasn't anything. It was mamish nothing. It was nothing. It was a ghost. It was gone. It was ain't a metzias. It's a metzias that the Baruch Shalom created, but the whole metzias is only our misayin, each person custom designed. For one person, what's a big tithe that the other person laughs at? And while he's laughing at your tithe, you're laughing at his tithe. And each one thinks, he can't deal with that tithe. It's a kleinikai. If he only knew what tithe I had, he's looking at you and says, he can't deal with his tithe. It's a kleinikai. I wish I had that tithe. Right? And for each person, that's a monster, mamish. It's a monster. For each person, that's his monster. That's his ghost. When a person gives in, so then he sees afterwards in the terrible, terrible emptiness that he has here, which we can talk about right now, he sees that it was an ein metzias. The whole thing that I thought was the metzias of my life was ein metzias, begonish. It was nothing. It was nothing. That also happens in a much sweeter way when the person doesn't give in, and he's strong, and he gets past that crisis, and he sees also, what was I thinking? What was I crazy? What was I thinking? And he sees that it was the way we all look back on things that we did when we were younger. Well, I was crazy. To me, that was the biggest metzias of my life. The biggest metzias of my life. And I look back, it was ain't a metzias. The whole thing was not a metzias. That I thought was the only metzias. When you have kids in school, the friendships, the cliques, and all of these things, that the whole life is that inyan of this friend and that friend. And when you look back at pictures 20 years later, you look, I was in that sugi, you look like I was barely trained. And I was already had such dimyanus of what's important and what's not important. It was all mamishkeit. Ein Metzias. And here the Tzaddik Rabbi Yochanan, this is so Rabbi Yochanan, that if you haven't learned Rabbi Yochanan, welcome. If you've already learned Rabbi Yochanan, then it's just, again, it really hurts, but it's so geschmack that even though it hurts, it's still good. V'zehu shekol lanu chazal. And this is what Chazal, in their amazing way of putting the biggest ideas of all of life into a sentence, into a word. This is what they were saying in the Gemara in Brachos. The nilais ktsarais, short words, quick. Like midas olam haba, midas olam hazeh. Olam haba is different than olam hazeh. In what way? What's the nekuda that separates between olam hazeh and olam haba? Not amazing, magical, spiritual things. What's the nekuda? Midas olam hazeh, the Gemara says, the way of this world, kli reikon machzik. In this world, an empty container can hold things. If there's an empty container, then you could fill it. You could hold things. Kli reka masik, kli mole ain't a masik. If there's an empty container, the empty container can hold, you can put something in. But if it's a kli mole, it's full, ain't a masik. That's olam hazeh. Midas olam haba. Olam haba is different. What's the mid of olam haba? Midas olam haba mole machzik. Midas olam haba is the opposite. By olam haba, listen carefully. Midas olam haba is what? Mole machzik, that which is whole, contains. Reikon eino machzik, that which is empty cannot hold. It can't hold anything. So Rabbi Yochanan explains, what is the meaning of this? An empty container, this world is, and in this world, an empty container we see is an empty container that you could fill it, and if it's full, you can't. In the Olam Haba, it's just the opposite. So Rabbi Yochanan explains, Inyan mole, ein lahovin shadayin chaser ma, utzvichin lamalois. The meaning of mole, of full, it's not the way it seems. That full means that something is missing and I have to fill it. He says, Shizahari Einamale. When there's something that's missing, it's called Einamale. And when I fill it up, it's called Male. So he explains, listen, Elishasid Olam Haba Hu Davka Bekli Male. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Gemara here is defining, not describing, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, descriptions. We know what Olam Hazeh looks like, and we don't know what Olam Haba looks like. It's not a description, empty, full. It's a definition. What's the definition? Elish Esoid Olam Haba Hu Davka Bekli Mali. The secret, the mystery of Olam Haba is Kli Mali. Fullness. Real Metzias. In other words, not that I do something that I think is real, and then I spend the rest of the day crying and regretting, realizing that it was something that wasn't real. The definition of Olam Haba is that it's mole, it's a kli mole. Hainu, shahamole gufa hu hamachzik, shekol hahano hu davke bahamilui. The joy and the pleasure that we're going to have as Hashem, that we're all going to have in Olam Haba, the joy and the pleasure will be with our greatest hopes and wishes being fulfilled, with our desire for closeness to God being filled. That itself, that milui, that fulfillment, is the hana that we'll have in Olam Haba. Masha'enikin Olam Haza Hulahefer. Olam Hazeh is just the opposite. Davka b'kli reikon. What does that mean? The definition of this world is a kli reikon, an empty vessel. Kol Olam Hazeh, all of Olam Hazeh. It's, I don't know, maybe it doesn't sense. I don't have to turn it off. I can't talk like this. It's making such a thing. I'm sorry. Kol Olam Hazeh. Rabbi Yochum says, this entire world, Kol Olam Hazeh, Hahanois Kulam, all of the so-called pleasures of this world, Hahanois Kulam, Hataivis Vahachemdis, all the desires and the things that everybody wants, Einem Ela Bahareka, Einem Ela Bahareka, that means, Kaidim Hamilui. What he's saying of Yochum is this. It's before the person fills the desire, that's when you feel that you're filled with that reality of the desire. Before you fill it. In other words, the definition of this world is Kli Reikon, an empty vessel. All the, he says, Kol Olam Hazeh, Ha'anois Kulam, Ha'tayvis, Va'achemdis, Einim Ela Baharekon, Koidim Hamilui. Because La'achra Hamilui, Einim Eino Kvab, Mimidis Olam Hazeh. There is no Milui in this world. With the Tayvis of this world, there's never a feeling of being full. The only time that you feel full is when you're full with the Tayvah. When you're full with the Chemdah. When you're filled with the dimion, with the delusion, with the dream, then you feel give out, then you feel full. But the second that you give in, so all of that is in elaboration, and the Matthias is that you don't have what you want. You didn't feel that desire, you're just thinking about it and dreaming about it. The definition of this world is it's a kli reikon, it's an empty vessel. La'achra hamilui, once you fill the empty vessel of this world with the tivus of this world, ain't no kvar b'midas olam hazeh. Then it's already not the midas olam hazeh. Mishi yesh le'mana writes a Messiah. The second that you fill up, you like you had, we once had a car years ago that no matter when you filled it, even when it went to the full, even if you hardly drove, it started becoming empty because there were problems, there were holes in things, and different things were going on, and it wasn't going to. So you say to the guy, fill it up. I'm going to turn it off. Then. You don't have to handle it. You know, it's good. You got scared. So the shkoyach, it's good. So. You say fill it up, you say to the guy to fill it up, and when he fills it up, it's never full. That means that the definition of this world is emptiness. It's the definition. This world is a kli reikon. It's the emptiness before you try to fill the emptiness. And then you're filled with that feeling of wanting, of dreaming, of the delusion, of the dimion. But then the second that you fill that need, you empty again. It never gets full. That's the meaning of, writes a Yeshle Mana, writes him a sign. So you were only dreaming of getting the $100. You got the $100, now you want $200. You're only dreaming of getting this job, you have this job, and now you need this. You're only dreaming of getting this husband, this wife, now you want this. You're only dreaming of getting this house, and you want this. Kol Soid Olam Hazehu Rak Baharoitza. The whole secret of this world is in the wanting. Baharekan. In other words, all this world is that emptiness. That emptiness that creates the wanting and the longing for more things of this world. That's what this world is. It's an empty vessel. And the second that you try to fill it with this world, what you wanted, then the fullness goes away, because the second way you were filled with this desire, So you say, okay, fill it up, whatever that is. Whatever that is that you're filling it up with. The new house, the new wife, the new this, the new that. Fill it up, and then they fill it up. So for that second before you, there's this fullness of wanting, and then the second they fill it up. Then what happens? It shows again. Goes back empty. Goes back to empty. Because the whole metzius of this world of taivas is just and that which is called reitza. Yesh leimana reitza masayim. Every person here, all of us, are filled with certain things that we believe, things that are going to make us happy. I'm not talking about Torah mitzvahs, obviously. That's Olam Haba. In Olam Hazeh, things that we think are going to make life better and easier. The whole metzias of this world that's called the metzias, Rabbi Yochanan defines it as a metzias, which is ain a metzias, is that you're pumping in the gas, and you're pumping it and pumping it, and it always comes out an empty. It's the craziest thing. And the Olam still doesn't get it yet, because they're lining up at the gas station, more than by the Arab boycott. There are long lines at the gas station. As we speak, it's a Motzei Shabbos, it's a Saturday night, the Olam is out. We're the only nerds that are learning Torah tonight, over here in this place. I mean, there are other Shiyum, Baruch Hashem, Yidin learning, but this is a very, very nerdy situation. Because if we'd be successful people, we'd be out also filling up. We'd have the pumps, and we'd be filling up. And all the chevra that's going to come back now, the ones that have, I'm talking about Yiddish chevra, that are going to come back, since they're hidden, when they wake up tomorrow morning, it's going to be on empty. And we're learning a Rebbe Yerucham, it's going to be on full. It's being empty and it's going to be on full. And yet, it's interesting, it's not like we have dreams of learning Rebbe Yerucham. There's nobody here fantasizing over learning Rebbe Yerucham. It's interesting. So what you're dreaming about, with those things of Olam Hazeh, that are going to fill you, and you're filled with this dream, then when you fill up with it, when you fill up with the mitzvahs, that's in the mitzvahs, the guy comes to the window and says, what do you want? He says, give me a high test premium, gold premium high test. I never did that in my life, by the way. I always say, unleaded regular. But some people do that. I don't know who does it, but there are some people that do that high test gold premium, something like that. The highest, yes. And the guy says, you got it, buddy. And then you drive away, empty. And then you have a time then. You come back to the guy and you said, listen, I asked you to put in high test gold, super duper deluxe premium gasoline. That's what you put in. He says, I put it in. So what happened? So he tells you what happened. You never learned a little Gemara. You don't know a little Musa. What, you were shaita? You thought that was going to make you feel full. The side of Yerucham says of this world is emptiness. The only time you feel full is when you want it, and the second that you have it, it's back on empty. Because that's the mitzias that's ain't a mitzias. And then the guy says to you, then you ask the guy, did you give me the gifts? So I'll tell you a funny story. My parents, like 6-7 years ago, my parents told me that they were driving into Miami. And there's a gas station when you come into Miami over there. There's a gas station. There's an island. I know there's a place to get. And my father said that, my father was laughing. He said that there were two old Jews, a husband and a wife, and they were having an argument. No, I'm sure it wasn't a big thing, but they were out there, and they were having an argument. And the whole time this Alti was standing with the gas coming out, holding up, yelling at his wife, and the gas was coming out all over the grass over there. He was pumping, but not into the car. He was just like this, talking to his wife. She's yelling back, and my father said to him, Rabid, Rabid! And he looked at the thing, and he looked at the gas, and whoa! And it was going all over the gas. They're standing there pumping the gas. So you come back and you say, what is it? What kind of gas do you have? So he says on it all those things, high test premium, and then he pumps it, and it's not, there's nothing really there. It looks like it, it smells like it, it feels like it. It's not really anything. It's a metzias that's ain't a metzias. It's just a marshal, of course, the gas. It's a metzias that's ain't a metzias. That's what Yerucham's explaining. Kol soid olam hazehu rak baharoitza, baharekan. The whole secret of existence in this world is defined by its rekanyus, by the appearance of something that will fill you, but the conclusion of something that is never filling. Because it is a metzias that's ain't a metzias. Hashem made this. It's the most amazing thing. He made a metzias that's not a metzias. He made something that it looks like there's nothing as real. It looks like there's nothing in the world as real as this. And you can touch it and smell it and feel it. And they can have books and movies and things all about it. And then afterwards, it's a metzias. By heder v'chisaron. The sight of this world is heder, is the emptiness and a chisaron. Nimtza ki kol metzias shalom hazeh, hurak metzias shal heder v'chisaron. The whole metzias of this world is a metzias of heder and chisaron. It's a metzias of heder and chisaron. Kaidem milu v'tzaynai. Before the person actually fulfills his desire, Hare Yitachin Lilasis Hakol Bechdei Lagila Ritzainai. Before you actually tasted that desire, you could do a million things and pay millions of dollars to get to that desire. You're ready to, and you could spend years and money and everything to get to that desire. In other words, it's mamish, this is real. This is what's going to make me happy. This is what's going to give me this. This is going to give me that. And you spend all that time and money. Only b'chdei lahagila ritzayna. For what? Because all of Olam Hazeh is roitza. Wanting. V'achrei milui haratzim. And then after you get to that ratzon that you wanted to fulfill, gan hu atzmai matmiya, then the person himself is shocked and is wondering, eich ze hayeshav alei b'shvil hanazu she'en av alei klum. I can't believe I've put all of that time and money and effort. What did I get from it? What do I have from all of this? What do I have from all of this? Like we were talking about last week, that a person is prepared to give up that drink, to give up the wife, to give up the family, to give up for ain't a klum. For what? It's worse than that. With the drinking, God forbid, with the drugs, it's sick and headaches and sorrows and all kinds of things. It's not the like klum. It's worse than the like klum. You can tell an intelligent person, you're smoking, it's going to make your life shorter. You want to spend time, we spoke about this a lot, you want to be with your children, with your grandchildren. For what? For that feeling of I never smoked, but that feeling of the cigarette, for that hanah. Which afterwards, so a person could talk big, like someone told me, that he can't, and it's okay. He's marichal on the extra 10 years of his life. I said, I mean, to inhale smoke, you're prepared to say goodbye to your family and to say goodbye to Torah and mitzvahs and goodbye to everything for what? For inhaling something? To do such disgusting things. Disgusting and horrible things. Like he just did. That's the Metzias of this world. There's an old song that we used to listen to, and there was a sentence in it. And I remember exactly, you know, you can remember this, I remember being in certain places and listening to this and hearing it. But there was a sentence that said, I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. I'm empty and aching, I'm in pain. We talked about that in Rav Kook also, and I don't know why. I don't know why, because I just filled up. All I was thinking about was indulging in a certain, having this taiva, and that gave me something to live for, and now I finally got it, I filled up. And I'm empty and aching, I don't know, I don't get it. I filled up and it's empty.
Brahma chasalenu leida,
Kiamitzias, there's one thing we have to know. Kiamitzias, halazu shalhad of chisar nikolkach gedar lerechava. This mitzias of heder and chisaron. This mitzias of heder and chisaron. Like, did you ever go, like, if you go, they have in California these places, a movie set. You know how it's a big chachma. They make these movie sets. So somebody was just telling me, they went over there to one of the Universal, one of these studios, and they were there, and they were showing them how they made the movie years ago. There was a movie, Jaws. I mean, it was a big shark that came and ate everybody up. And this movie caused a pachad in America at that time. It was a pachad. You know, everybody was afraid to take a bath. Akedekach, there was such a thing, there's Jaws. So they showed this, they showed the tour, they took them in the Universal Studios, and they showed them how they made this thing, with the fish, with the thing, with the, in the water. There's a clean, a nothing, a gornish, like a lagoon. You can't even, you forget about a shark, you can't even go fishing for goldfish, gornish. It's nothing, and it's with a backdrop of some kind of, looks like waves, and there's this silly looking mechanical fish that's like this, a little plastic thing that comes up out of the water, and they go dum dum dum, and this comes out of the water, and they made the music, and they made the thing, it's a chachma, they made this whole thing, and from that there was millions of children that probably couldn't sleep, and all kinds of vinyonim that happened. Who knows, maybe people killed themselves from that. They were so nervous. All kinds of crazy things happened because of some technicians that made a place in California that's smaller than this little thing. It's like nothing, and they had a plastic thing going up in the water, down in the water, and then the whole island is like, people is a pachet, chapter pachet. It's such an unbelievable thing that the Baruch Shalom made, because the whole world is like that. The whole world is a movie set, but the Baruch Shalom made such a metzias shel hedev chisaron. It's kol kach gedoy l'rechava, but the Baruch Shalom's movie set is so big. It's so amazing. Ad sheyetochen sheyivna adam binyonim gedoylem chazakim ruchnias. It's so big that a person can what? Can build all kinds of huge structures, all kinds of buildings. In Ruchnius, meaning not in terms, it's meaning in his emotions and spirituality and feelings and opinions and ideas. Go to the Library of Congress. And you go downstairs over there, there are miles and miles of books. Miles of books. If anybody here wants to go online, they have to write a term paper on a chveis, on you know, on whatever, on how, you know, the dating habits of acorns. So you can go online and you'll find out, and you look up acorns, and go, so you start to go to the library, and it'll show you like the different sites, and then there's the Acorn Society, and there's the High Priest of Acorns, and you go to all of these things, and it'll take you one thing, and then you have a person that develops a whole ruchnistic inyan of this avoid and whatever it is, whatever his inyan is, and it's all on this side. Buildings, mamish buildings. It's nothing. It's a mitzias, ain't a mitzias. Heather Hisson. It's garnished. Afterwards, from the Library of Congress, they're gonna pull out a couple of swarm from there, because they have swarm there too. English swarm, they're gonna pull out the swarm, and when Mashiach comes, what this? All kinds of theories and ideas. I'm not talking about if it's math or science, that's also Chachmas Hashem, different, but the inyanim that obviously. But as far as Ruba the Ruba of what's going on and ideas and concepts and feelings, you walk into the university class and there's some professor there dashing about this is, and then the guy next door is saying the opposite of what he's saying in this room. And then you go to the one next door and he says the two people next door, they're all shakronim and they're all shaitan. And I know the truth. And each one is saying this and this one is saying that. And it's all binyan buildings. And then the kids hear the stuff and they go out and they're going to make a life for themselves. All buildings. Skyscrapers that are nothing. Pissim and Ramses. Mamash. Nothing. V'hakol adayin oimeid al hedev chisaron. You can do the same thing, chas v'shalom, even when it comes to one's Yiddishkeit. Which is what we're trying to get to the bottom of, the ani, of who am I really? Who am I really, and what do I need to be close to Hashem in my life? How do I get close to the Baruch Shalom? Have I built it? Is my Yiddishkeit? It could be my Yiddishkeit is a Dimyon. Even though we get for every mitzvah we do, of course, it's good. But it could be my idea of what's right and wrong. And being a Jew, it could be that a lot of it is Dimyonist, that I'm building upon something that's not there. The basis, he's going to explain more about this in a minute, how could it be in terms, in other words, the basis of my entire Yiddishkeit could be something that's heder and chisaron. Even Adam Harishon. He doesn't go into this now. But even Adam Harishon lived in Gan Eden, was looking at a Metzias that's any Metzias of what the snake was talking about. And the Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra, that we were learning about, the Lat, Acheres HaPechs, the Dimyonis, Adam Harishon was looking at that Metzias that's any Metzias. This is the side that for everything in holiness, for everything in greatness, there's the opposite. There's the opposite that's pulling the other way. They want to get a better picture of this, of what this means. Which Rabbi Nachman has a Murdei Ketorah on. Here Rabbi Yochum explains, the Gemara says a story. We don't know what happened, didn't happen, but Rabbi Barbar Chana has these amazing maestim there, Rabbi Barbar Chana. And each one, the Vilna Gaon, has all kinds of perushim, and the tzaddikim, Rabbi Nachman, the Ramchal, have big, big explanations of these stories. That they went on a boat, Shahol Chabasvina, the Savra al Dag, Shuhi Abasha. The Gemara says there was a big, looked like a piece of dry land, like a mountain, a little hill. And they went, and they sat on this, they went and they sat on this place. The Yodul of Va'othlu, Bishlu, they sat on top of this, whatever this hill, this little thing, this place, this dry place, and they were cooking and they were baking. Lachesman, Kshenishamein Hadog, the problem was, it wasn't the hill, it wasn't a field, it was the back of a big fish. And it got hot, and the big fish didn't like that. So Achazman, Kshen is Chameim Hadag, when the fish got hot, Hischil Hadag was his hapach. And then it started, the fish started to move around. A whale was a big fish. The Rosh Hudag said, we thought this was the mainland. And it turns out this is a fish. So what does that mean? What's the Gemara telling us such a thing? Who sent to this boat? It was a boat, and they came to this place, and the boat, they came to the back over there, and they start cooking and things, and the fish got, and the fish turned over, and they see that it's a fish. So Yucham explains, Aldera Zahu Said Hadavar. Evshalo Adam Livnais Binyonim Gedoylim Echazakim. It's possible for a person, not just possible, it's most likely, for a person to build all kinds of things in this world. Powerful, powerful, big things that he's devoted his life to. He has given everything over to this binyan. Everything he gives over to this binyan. Avalimrak yochel hulis nadbeid mevkaimai. The second that it starts moving, the second it starts to move, oishu she'ein zemetzias ha'amidis. The second it starts to change, it's a proof, it's a siman, that ein ze metzias amitis, that it's not the true metzias. It's not the metzias amitis. Hari za'oid meha metzias shel hedeh. Again, I gave in. I thought it was a mountain. I thought it was a piece of dry land. Turns out it's a fish. I thought it was this. Turns out it's that. The mazel is that when they started cooking, they started baking, it got already a little hot, and the fish moved at the beginning, as opposed to when it happens when you're 120. Hareza oid meha metzias, this is, once again, a metzias that's ain't a metzias. Because what's the sign? What's the test? What's the proof? Shehi hamunachas tachas shinuyim. This goes back to what we were talking about a long time ago. And this has so much to do with our difficulty in achieving real menuchas and nefesh. And we spoke about this a lot. Rabbi Yochum explains the test of that which is of the mitzvahs that's any mitzvahs is that it changes all the time. It changes. It's not permanent. It changes. Shiyam unachas tachas shinuyim. It changes. Tachas bittul. It disappears. The kabbalas nidnud. Like the fish in the story of Abba Barachana. The kabbalas nidnud, something happens and it begins to turn over. It begins to change. Things begin to move. Yechaylo lozuz memkoyma. It can move from its place. Kshahadvarim. When something is really, really the mitzvahs of Olam Haba, Olam Haba is unchanging, it's unmovable. Ani Hashem, he brings in a minute, Ani Hashem, Loishim Nisi, the Baruch Shalom is unchanging and unmovable. When you see a Yid, that no matter what situation he's in, he's the same Yid. He's the same. I'm talking about the Eved Hashem. He's an Eved Hashem, whether he's in this place, he's in that place. He's an Eved Hashem, whether he's in Yerushalayim, or whether he's in Brooklyn, or in the five towns. He's an Eved Hashem. He's an Eved Hashem at home. He's an Eved Hashem at work. He's an Eved Hashem at shul. He's an Eved Hashem wherever he is. He's unchangeable, unmovable. You're not getting, it's a real person. It's a real thing. It's a Metzius. It's a Metzius. Not that every single person that he meets, he's a different person. Like the fish that gets warmed up a little bit and the mountain turns out to be a fish. I thought you were a Yid, so how come over here you're like this, and how come over there you're like that? You're a fish, you're not a Yid. You're a fish. I thought you were a Yid. Oh, and sure you're a Yid. But at home or in some other place and the lights are out, nobody, you think no one's looking, there you're already a fish. You're somebody different. At work, you're the nicest guy in the world. Yes, so-and-so. Yes, so-and-so. Anything makes you happy, so-and-so. You ask the guy's wife. He's a Rosh Marush. Comes into the house. He's a yelling and screaming and hurting and nasty and terrible. Chas v'shalom. It's a fish. It's not a mountain. It's a Metzius. Ain't a Metzius. In each place, he looks like he's this, but when the temperature changes, you understand, when you heat him up a little bit, it's a different thing. If it's 68 or 69 or 70, and everything at work is going his way, then he's a tzaddik. When it's 93, because the air conditioner was ever broken in the car, and the kids are screaming and yelling and throwing things, then he's not the same guy in the office when it was 68 degrees and everybody's saying, yes, your highness, yes, your highness. Now he's a different guy. The kids are saying, screw, it's a whole tumult. So he's a fish. We thought you were the person at work. No. Shinuyim changes. A Metzius that's any Metzius. And not only that, but the impression that he has of himself, is usually, I mean, not always. So some people have terrible impression of themselves. That's also wrong. But then a lot of people have an impression of themselves as the best possible choice out of all of the scenarios in life. You know, it's only like 4% of his whole life was when it was 68 degrees and nice. Otherwise, it's not like that. But that's the, he says, that's my Metzius. That's your Metzius. If that's your Metzius, how come the second that the thermometer goes up, you have a different Metzius? Those are your Midas? Like you have somebody who says, like this all the time, someone will say, this one has a tain, the husband or the wife has a tain. The other one says, well, you shouldn't have said that to me. That got me upset. Oh, so I got you upset, and it was ois tzaddik. In other words, you were a tzaddik until someone got you upset. The way that we were taught is the measure of a tzaddik is someone who behaves well, even if he's upset. And even if something doesn't go his way. So this husband or this wife's taina is, everything was fine until you said that. But you said something, and then I what do you want? I'm only human. That's the sentence, a very favorite sentence. I'm only human. You're right. You're only human. I mean, that's what you think. And the mitzvahs of Eina mitzvahs is such that you're not the person, you're not the person that you made yourself out to be. In each place, with each person, everywhere you go, you're something else. It's constantly shimuyim. So therefore, a person doesn't have any menucha, because he's never really himself. So if he's never really himself, he's living in dimyonos. It's a mitzvah she'ena mitzvahs. And when you're in a mitzvah that's ena mitzvahs, you can't have any menucha, because the second something warms you up, you start turning over. The second something is different, or something is unusual. So then, already you're drawn by that, and you're changed by that. That's what a taiva does to a person. That's the Rabbi Yochanan's kshad dvar ben yonim him ba'ayfen kayomis kazei she'enim zozim kaim mishum matzav. When you are who you are, not because you're stubborn. When you're living with that truth of who you really are, which we're going to be learning a lot about, when you live in that mitzias, b'mitzias kazei she'enim zozim im kaim mishum matzav. Because someone says something to you you don't like, therefore you're turned upside down, you become a fish and you twist around. Because if someone said something you don't like, Einim zozim im kaimim b'shum matzav. That's when it's in mitzvahs. Kishahim einim isnadadim la'olum, and it doesn't shake. Zeru ha'simen shel mitzvahs ha'amitis. That's the simen of real mitzvahs. Shemitzias einim unachas tachas shinuyim. This is the morale. Every word is morale. Mitzias is einim unachas tachas shinuyim. You remember we learned the difference between chametz and matzah goes back a long time. Matzah is what it is, the morale says. It is what it is. Chametz has all kinds of delusions. Chametz is on the move. Matzah is not going anywhere. Matzah is what it is. Chametz is a pretender. Chametz is make-believe. Chametz is mitzias, that's any mitzias. It's interesting, matzah we eat a couple days a year. Chametz, we fast in the whole year chametz. Matzah is just a few days of Eve. Matzah is Alechem Oini. The morale explains, we learn this a lot, the Oni, the poor person, he is what he is. He doesn't have anything that's not him. He doesn't have, the poor person, he only has him. He doesn't have anything that's not him. But the Matzah Ashira, or certainly the Chametz rises. The chametz looks like it's a big mitzvah. Everybody wants to have the chametz. Everybody wants the chametz. You see, after Pesach, you go, Matzah Yontif, you'll see that the ovens are burning, and they got the pizzas up, and the oilam is already lined up after Pesach, because they had a whole week of deprivation, and so everybody's waiting in line to get some chametz. Everybody wants chametz. Everybody wants chametz. And then you fresh in the chametz. Oh, and then what was it? For 3 days you were dreaming about a pizza, so you have a pizza, and you said, that was geshmak. It was nothing for gonesh mekonesh. Matzah doesn't make any pretensions about itself. That's what we're learning. Mitzias is something which is einu monachas tachas shemunim. The mitzias is what it is. It's real. And that's why only when a person comes to the mitzvahs of who he really is, can he have menuchas and nefesh. Nothing in the world can take him away from his menuchas and nefesh. Nothing can cause his temper. Nothing can cause sadness, bitterness, depression, despair. Nothing. When a person's in the place, be'emes, of mitzvahs, there's no shinuyim. He can't be taken by something. Nothing of the world can take him away from who he is. Nothing. And if there's something that can, it means that there's still something that's ain't of its ears. Even without a marishan. Obviously, no human being can be in that. The patach was a patach. But a tzaddik is close to that. And our berach is that we don't have an asoy. Shil ha'avis. Shil ha'avis ha'kadosh. Shenem ha'aleim shahoyu oimani chayma. And the avis, Chazal described the avis as being powerful like a wall. A wall. Oimani chayma. A wall. Bli lahaziz mim kaimai. A wall is not changed by public opinion. What do my friends think of me? How do they look at me? A wall doesn't act differently in different places. It is what it is. And the others were called a son and powerful ones. They were called Oimani Chayma. Bli lahaziz mim kaimai. The others didn't go away from the others. It was Avraham Avinu was Chesed, Yitzchak was Gvur, and Yaakov was Emes, and that's it. Mood swings and changes and ups and downs and this and excitement and happens, depression. We think that when Chazal bring this and Chazal say that the others were like walls, it means that they were powerful, strong, physically great people. Vinitzchua called that they were able to defeat all of their enemies. Loi Cain, that's not the real meaning of Aymani Chayma, of being like a wall. Loi Cain. The side of the others, the secret of the others is Shahayu Metzias. They really were Shahayu Metzias. The side of Shahayu Metzias, who she'ein lahaziza memkoyma b'shum oifen, and the secret, the deeper meaning of Metzias is that it cannot be budged from what it is. B'shum oifen. Nothing can change b'shum oifen. And don't think this means that you can't give in if a kid asks you for candy. That's not what it means. No, I never give candy in my life to a child. That's not what it means. I'm not talking about that's narishkeit, obviously. But that doesn't mean that. That a person can't, it doesn't mean also that a person can't change his mind. A person makes decisions. There's a process of thinking and working things out. We'll talk much more about how this works, how it all stems. Life is filled with difficult tests. We're talking today about the Milchemes HaMolek. Yisra wanted that it should always be a Kriyas Yamsuf, that we should be able to go through our difficulties and that we shouldn't be shaken by our difficulties. But the emes is that most of life, the Nisyanis are kosher. And people are changed by the Nisyanis. They're affected by the Nisyanis. No one blames them, but how people change and how they're affected by the Nisyanis. And the Nisyanis HaKoshim, Lahavis Eish, the fires, whatever the others went through. Avraham Avinu went through those Nisyanis, when Amasik, what Avraham Avinu went through those Nisyanis, unbelievable Nisyanis. But Avraham Avinu was Avraham Avinu. Through all the Nisyanis. Eila told us, Noyach, Noyach. That's what the tzaddikim say. Eila, the tzaddik, Eila told us, Noyach is Noyach. Avram, Avram, Moshe, Moshe. Twice the name. It means, when I am over there, I'm over here. We learned a little bit about that Shabbat Shul we were talking about. It's a Metzias. And therefore, even all the Nisyonis of this world, the Lahab HaSayi, Shlehizizim, didn't change them, didn't move them. They remained intact in their Metzias. This is a very big difference. I spoke about this many times in the past. I'm not going to go into it now. But just to remind, this you see a lot more by the older generation, that they were yidden like that. Nothing. They kept, when you look in, it says with the Klausenberg, how in the concentration camp, how he lived in the concentration camp. He was the same Klausenberg Rebbe in the concentration camp before and after. Same. The conditions of his life were, of course, vastly different. But the man was the same man. The man was the same man. It was the same person. Before, during, and after. It was a Klausenberg Rebbe. It's the same person. What he is wasn't changed, wasn't taken, wasn't twisted, wasn't turned around by the fires of concentration camp. Didn't turn him around by losing his entire family, a wife, 12 children, Klausenberger. Like he didn't change him. Everything, with all of his minhagim, all of his kapedus, all of his kiddush and tahara, everything was the same. When they saw him at seas, he met this b'fnei kol. Oymani chayma means you're not a mitzias that's ain't a mitzias, that everywhere you are, you're a different mitzias. Mitzias that's a mitzias, be'emes a mitzias. The test of that mitzias is he's the same by himself, he's the same with friends, he's the same with his parents, he's the same. Again, he has da'acharis his parents, different da'acharis, because that's what the Torah requires, obviously. But the mitzias of who he is the same mitzias. Ve'ein in the soigim of ne'esh, not to back off or to be frightened by a fire. That's the mitzias. That's a true mitzias. But we have a lot to work on, and we're going to be doing something after the Yucham and the Leishot to come back a little bit. Then we're going to be doing something from a different seifa on this inyan of in each and every person being able to come to that madrega of the ani sheba ani of the mitzias sheba mitzias, and on our madrega to try Bez Hashem to be using. They can give nachas ruach to the Bayer Island.